You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. The pre-1,000 week.
Yes.
Special edition. By special request.
Doomsday week.
Yeah. By special request. Here in the bowels. The bowels of the North Columbus Baptist Church.
I would never say that. I think that's rude.
You say it all the time.
Rude and crude.
You say it all the time.
Oh, no. No.
I've got the tapes to prove it.
Turn over a new leaf.
All right. You can hear the giggling in the background. That's not Brother Wolven. You can tell. The ladies
right.
are with us.
My giggle is much higher. Yes, we're finally allowed to make noise, Denise. We've been sitting here
exactly.
in silence.
We've only been laughing and mocking them for 40 minutes while they're getting it ready.
Yeah, wow. These two sitting in silence for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That was
well,
difficult.
We did have a solar eclipse this week. So.
That's true.
This will not happen for another 120 years.
That's right.
We weren't doing anything. We just wanted to see how long you guys could sit quiet. It's been on for 40 minutes.
It's like that little kid's game.
40 seconds.
That's
you can
right.
sit the longest without talking and moving.
As I travel across the United States and Canada, I hear continuously, when are your wives going to be back on? When are they going to be on? When are they going to be on? Well, they're on. So
we
I hope this
here.
Satisfies
Hello,
you ladies for another year.
Yes. These ladies, you're awesome.
It's not Aww. Our fault. It's not our fault. They won't come on sometimes. They just refuse. They don't think they sound good. They don't think they're funny. They think they talk too much.
Well, it's when you have subjects like car engines. Okay, these experts. No thanks.
Yeah, that car engine episode. That was yes. a good one.
Welcome to the ministry.
We talk about ministry. We talk about family. But they have nothing to say. But they're here. They're here.
All right.
And on this.
They are just being good wives because if they really wanted to say stuff.
Oh, they say
they
it.
Could.
They say it.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't say it on air.
That's Trust what I'm saying.
Well, they're today
very nice
that
today.
Is going to change.
There you go. We're going to let it.
Your podcast is over.
Yes. Like your ministry.
That's
it's
right.
over.
Oh, my. Well, this week we've decided to tackle probably the issue, I would say, Brother Wolven.
Oh, yeah.
The issue between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
This week, your answers will be all finished and
yep.
life will be great.
Yeah. All men, get ready. We're going to solve the age-old problem questions. And ladies, get ready. Our wives are going to solve the age-old questions.
Amen.
We're going to ask, why do women do the nutty, crazy, unbelievable things they do? And our wives are going to ask, why are we so awesome?
Oh, I thought it was I thought it was an IQ thing.
I don't
why
have
are guys
that on my
IQs?
List, do you, Denise? I don't see that on my list
15,
here.
While women's IQs are 180.
Well, that's our Tim Talks for this week, and we want to thank you for tuning in. All right, who wants to start? We're going to ask those questions, those age-old questions.
Yeah, the difference is how men and women see the same thing, but they view it differently.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who would like to start?
Are we allowed to talk?
Kick it off? Yeah. Oh, you're allowed.
We're allowed.
I put my hand
now
up, but nobody called on me.
I will kick it off.
Okay. Go ahead.
How about going to restaurants?
Okay. Yes.
Yep. So, I love doing that.
Yeah. For example,
I'm in.
Denise and I started dating in 1978. And we have been to McDonald's a few times mm-hmm. with teen groups and trips and everything else, children. And so when
From
we
the
say,
Stone Age
let's go to McDonald's. And so in my mind, I mean, their menu isn't extravagant. So I'm trying to figure out which of the two things I want. And we'll pull up and I'll say, as we're getting the drive-through lane, mm-hmm. what do you want?
Yes.
And my wife will say, I need to see the pictures.
Yes. What do they have?
Yes.
You
what
eat
they have?
With your
yes.
eyes.
It has been since 1978.
Yes.
Now, they have added a couple of things since 1978.
The filet-o-fish.
Yes. I don't even ask anymore.
No.
Just, I wait. You know, yeah, I'll take this, and then what would you like? And she has to usually say it, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
26 years later, tell he us, still has an issue with that.
Tell us why.
Oh, no. We should talk about that.
It's not an issue, just something I had to learn to deal with.
Yes.
Tell
well,
us
from
why.
Because my it was not perspective, sometimes you have in your head you're going to order one thing, but then when you look at the picture, you're like, you know what? That looks pretty good.
Well, and if
I think I'll get that instead.
Like if it's Wendy's, they'll change up the fries or something and throw cheese on them or whatever.
Right. Yes, but we're at McDonald's.
That's okay. I
mean, but we wanted to go to Wendy's.
We're generally,
that's the main problem.
That's the
problem was
right
I
there.
Wanted to go over to Taco Bell instead of, no.
Or anyway. Did you guys have this when your kids were little? You know how they all had a certain way they wanted their burger? Like one of ours would want ketchup only and the other one would want pickles mm-hmm. and mayonnaise and the other one. So I'd be saying it to him because he's by the drive-thru. I'd be like, okay, one hamburger with ketchup only, one with pickles. And he'd get so flustered. He'd always just, he'd sit back in his seat and he'd go, you just order. You just say it.
And sit back.
You know, and then there was one day when we were first married when I said, why don't you just tell them what you want? And she was in the driver's seat. She I'll take a single and some cheese.
Can your voice go higher?
And I said, I said, you know what? They just turned off their microphone and just listened out the window.
He always says that to me about when I talk on the cell phone.
Oh, my.
He'll say, you don't need to yell. And I'd be like, well, I can tell they can't hear me on the other end.
Your aftershocks on.
No. I'm just sitting in the car. Or I'm in the house and she's yelling at these people. I'm like, honey, you're not.
Hey,
you don't have to
mind?
Reach their house.
Do you mind staying on track?
We're talking about restaurants.
Oh, I'm trying to
we divert.
It's because you feel like the person on the other end can't hear you well, so you have to talk louder, right?
And yes.
She'll wake up
there have been times my spouse could not hear me very well. Yeah. And now when he has his aftershocks in, I'm speaking and talking and speaking an entire paragraph.
Generally my
and he does not
aids.
Know what I've said.
I got my hearing aids in. I can finally hear.
I wake up in the morning and she'll say, hey, do you want to go out for lunch today? And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. She goes, where do you want to go? And I'll say, let's go to McDonald's. At that moment, I've ordered in my mind.
That's exactly.
I'm getting a Big Mac, I'm getting a large fry, and I'm getting a half diet, half regular Coke in my mind.
He is a creature of habit for sure.
Well,
that's true. Dan is
sometimes,
too.
Sometimes I'll change and have a regular Coke just full.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Really
but it's
mix
be a
it
Big
up.
Mac.
Change it
up. Really
you
mix
know.
It
is
up.
There anything else besides a Big Mac at McDonald's? Like, why would you have?
Butter, bun, or cheese.
Why would you have that when you can have a Big Mac?
No, I got to say, though, this I love this when he does this, too. He'll say, I want to take you out for dinner. Where do you want to go? And I'll be like, oh, you go ahead and decide. I don't really care. He goes, no. I want to take you somewhere you want to go. You pick. And so I'll be like, all right, how about we go to
Costco.
Wendy's? And he'd be like, Costco. Well, yeah, Costco's always my first pick, but he'll say no. And I'll say, how about Wendy's? And he'll be like, no, let's not do Wendy's. And so I'll be like, okay, how about Pizza Hut? And he'll be like, no, I'm not really in the mood for pizza. I'll keep going through a list of places till I get to the one he wants to go to be like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's go there. So I'm like,
genius.
Why don't we just start off with you picking in the first place?
Well,
that's where we're going. Right?
We usually have a humble contest.
Yes.
No, where do you want? I really have no idea. What do you feel like? No, it's up to you. No, really, what would you like? No, well, what do you think you'd like? So we don't eat.
So we go nowhere.
Well, because, you know, I would think that we could maybe jive and pick up on the same vibe of where we want to go. So,
which is really where you want to
yes,
go.
Exactly.
where we make this authoritative decision where we, as an entity, would want to go.
Or we'll say we're going to split a meal, and then we have a really hard time agreeing.
Yeah, that's a tough
now
one.
That
on a meal to split.
Yeah, that
that's
would
tough.
Be.
Our
the only way we could do that is at like El Vaquero or somewhere.
Yes.
Or fajitas.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is she'll say, let's split, and then we'll get there. And I've got in my mind, I've locked in whatever restaurant it is. If you say we're going to Swiss Chalet in Canada, I know what I'm getting. And she'll say, I think I want the wrap. I'm like, a wrap? You don't get a wrap at Swiss Chalet. It's either a quarter or half chicken, or you get the double leg. That's it. And then she messes me up. Or we go to, you know, name a place, and she changes her mind and messes. Why do you got to change your mind?
You know, we're all
like
going to need
variety.
Counseling after this episode.
This is counseling. This is it right here.
Our therapy.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's
it's
that's a great
therapeutic,
question.
Therapeutic, Andy.
That's right.
Therapeutic.
Stop being so obtuse.
Okay, ladies.
I love that episode.
Your opportunity to ask that age-old question.
Well, we'd never solve this.
We
you
didn't
can't.
Solve it.
You won't.
There's no solving.
The solving is
deal with it.
Yeah, the solving is this. We've been married 39 years, happily married.
Oh, you young kids.
Yes.
And all because I've learned to give in and bend my will to my wife's.
Yes.
And that's how we've made it.
Yes, exactly.
Aw.
You have a rebuttal, but I'll keep it to myself.
You have two more podcasts for a rebuttal.
Okay, let's
your
try.
Time starts.
Yes.
Let's try. Where do you want to go for lunch?
Oh, I don't care. Why don't you go ahead and pick?
No, pick someplace.
No, pick really?
Place. Yes. No, pick a place.
Okay, how
he's
about...
He's mocking her, everybody.
Ooh, I want to go back to that Italian restaurant.
That was good.
Yeah, he would agree to that.
We went to a restaurant last night that was probably the greatest Italian food I've ever eaten in my
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
Everything was homemade.
I'm not a big
so
Italian
good.
Guy. That's probably last on the list
yeah.
for me.
And he loved
but it.
It
was
I'm
phenomenal.
Not a big Italian guy either.
No, you're not a big anything guy.
Yes. No, oh, man.
But for a little man, you ate a big plate.
I'm not a big German guy.
No, you're not.
I'm not a big Spanish guy.
No, no. Okay, so I would say okay, and I know right now what I would order. I would order the exact same thing I got last night.
Mm-hmm.
I would not change that. Would you change to something different today?
Oh, I would for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure. But why? Do you find, too, like he's like this as well, because he is such a creature habit. He would never change anything in our house. If we lived in our house for 40 years, the couch would be in the same spot.
Yes,
all the wall hangings would be on the same spot.
Dan would ask, why are
decision.
We doing this?
Yes.
What is going on?
You just melded into one of my questions, so let's
there
run with
go.
This.
Yeah.
Let's run. So there is no solution to the restaurant thing? Would we say that that's just the way it is?
We are just happy to provide them different alternatives
mm-hmm.
of life.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we pick the place that you actually want to go to.
Time has made them a whipped puppy.
No, really, I don't care about the place.
No, he's normally not. I think it always depends on diets. Okay, are we doing this week?
Yes.
Are we doing this week? Yeah. Let's figure this out.
Okay. All right, so let's go into your next question then.
Okay.
So give us the question. State the question again.
Oh, I thought you said that led into something else.
Well, that's the question.
It does.
I was gonna.
It leads
bring
into
that
the
up.
Furniture thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why you guys don't like to ever have any furniture moved?
Right.
My
like I love to
was,
change it around and do this, that, and the other. And Dan would be like, "What on earth is going on?"
He would still have our curtains from 1985.
We have curtains.
Well, maybe the diverse question would be. How would people feel if they walked in my office at church and now they see the back of me because I've changed my furniture around?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we just change things in a good way.
That's right.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like that time I was away preaching and you bought a new ottoman and you put it in the living room and I didn't know you had bought that and I came at about 2 a.m.
and
fell
himself.
Over and almost died.
I have to tell you.
Show.
Yeah, it was. Only the lights were on for Dick Van Dyke.
I have to tell you, I did this once. He was away. I think he was preaching at camp and the kids were little and I tore up all the carpet in the upstairs
oh,
of the house.
Oh, my soul.
And somehow those three little kids helped me drag those giant rolls of carpet out to the garage and it was a wood floor underneath. And I started pulling up the strips with all the nails. I got all that done while he was at camp for a week.
I always loved it when Dan went to Smite.
Denise
he
loved
come
the Smite
back
weeks,
and, like,
and I come back and
all
like,
the, countertops.
The garage is empty or
all
know,
the counters
have been
got
painted.
Done.
Or, you
know, I did all the kitchen cabinets.
I know, and
she
I
would
I
look
love
forward
that.
To Smite week.
It's like, he's gone,
get
let's
him
figure this
out.
Out
of here.
Yeah, tell you
and
right
we
now.
Never cooked all week. The kids loved it. I was like, Dad's gone on Smite. We're going out. We're going to get McD or whatever all week. Of course, I had to plan what I was going to have every night.
So why do you have to change things that are perfectly good, look beautiful? At one point, that
they're
was
horrendous.
Like the.
I take issue with that.
Oh no, it
they
was
don't
like
look wonderful.
We walk in, it's like, oh, I've got the house just the way I've always wanted it, and then a year, maybe a year later, it all has to change. Oh,
my problem is the house has never been the way I wanted it.
I was say, you guys
100%.
Are just lucky we
it
haven't traded
has.
You in after all these
years. Yeah.
Well, there was
it'd
that one time I came home.
Way too long to train somebody else.
There was that one time I came home and
that's
that guy
why we
was
have dogs.
Carrying furniture out at 3 a.m. I'm not sure what that was all about. But
I just like changes like that. It feels fresh, right? You just get a little, and it could just be something small, like you just change your shower curtain or put a new flower arrangement out.
Or rip up the carpet. Or rip up all the carpet.
Exactly. Just a small issue.
Is why women are not deacons.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would constantly be getting a new pastor every month.
Yeah.
Just need something fresh.
Just fresh.
Yeah. Just new pews just and new carpet.
New pews, new carpet.
What is the time limit? Like, how long can you go without you feel like you have to change something in our house?
That's
yesterday.
That would be
me.
Whether it's whether it's like decorative or fundamental to the
functional.
Excuse me, I just
that's another question.
Well, we think functional, but
yeah, I always think functional.
Right.
Whenever
and that's all.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
If it's functional, it's about every few months.
That's always the big discussion too.
Because I think of something better.
We're gonna buy for the first time. We're gonna buy like a real piece of furniture that came from a store.
Yes.
Not off the side of the road or Goodwill.
Yes.
Honey.
Or a gift from somebody else who's getting something new.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we've always had nice stuff. It's just you're great at recovering and all that kind of stuff. But so we finally get to that age where we can buy something nice. And so we're going to buy probably the most expensive piece of furniture we've ever bought. Mm-hmm. And so we go into the store and she's like, I want this one. And I'm like, oh, it's way too foo-foo. It's too feminine. It's too puffy. It's too whatever.
Nice.
Yes.
And she goes, which one do you like? And I'm like, I like this one. It's this big old overstuffed leather.
And it's a monstrosity.
Recliner.
It's a galoot.
You need like a 2,000 square foot living room.
And you could never move it again. They sit it in there like cement and concrete. Yeah.
And if it doesn't recline, he won't even look at it.
Don't even look at it.
That's great.
If it doesn't have a recliner, it's not real furniture.
Well, Dan doesn't mind the furniture.
I usually stay out of it.
Yeah.
As long as it isn't something wacko.
Yep.
But you never get anything wacko.
Wow.
He liked my dining room chairs lately, and he liked the couch. Of course, that couch is getting a little older.
Where's your recliner?
It's about 5 years old.
Where'd the recliner go?
We dumped it.
He said get rid of it. So I will tell you that.
I did say
because I wanted to keep it, but he said get rid of it.
Was it big and kind of puffy?
Well, actually.
It was very comfortable.
It was.
I didn't want to say this, but.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Denise and I were talking, and I knew that you really liked that recliner, and I thought, if we get rid of this recliner, maybe I won't come over.
That's hilarious.
And so,
but no, here he was.
Well, did it work?
I didn't want to say this, but
saying, where's the recliner?
The new recliner's coming at 2 o'clock.
No, I will take it.
I know.
Because I would like something like that, but
so we're in the store. We're looking at this beautiful. She wanted to have a love seat because I had a leather recliner that I absolutely loved, electric recliner, and she sat on the couch, and she said, "We never sit together. We should sit together." And I said, "Okay." So she goes, "I want to get this love seat." I said, "Okay, let's get a double recliner," and she was a little hesitant on that.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, it is cool, and so. We said to the guy, okay, this is what we want, and she explained what she wanted, and then I explained what I wanted, and the guy said, I have the perfect piece for you. It is both.
He said, I do this with every couple.
Every
it's
couple.
The compromise piece.
Yeah.
The
compromise
function piece. And it looks nice.
Yeah, yeah. So he took us over, and bam, that was it. Now, you compromised, I think, a little more than I did on that
Yes.
It's very stylish. It's very comfortable.
It's very Al.
No, it's not. Well, yeah, really, that is. But
that was the compromise.
No.
There you go.
No.
The compromise is we got what he wanted. No.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, boy. Just like the restaurant. This is not making me sound very good.
No, I've been very happy with it. It's very comfortable.
Yeah. And we are able to sit together. It's awesome.
There you go.
The only beef I have is that you took the right-hand side. And I'm right-handed.
Oh, there you go.
She's home more than you are.
That's true. I've only sat on it 3 times. That's it. So, but yeah, that was that's what it is. So,
I'm telling you, I would desperately miss if Denise died or something.
I hope so.
You'd miss the couch.
Thank you. You all heard it now.
Desperately miss
when I'm gone.
All of the decorations.
Oh,
for every season.
He'll just leave it up. I would never change it.
Whatever it is.
If it was Christmas,
that's the way it's going to be.
Oh, man. Dad's missed mom for 6 months, and it's still Christmas over there.
Yeah.
Because I see all of the decorations in the garage, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
There's no way I would even mess with it. No. I just know I wouldn't.
He'll just marry a blonde chippy 5 seconds after I'm gone. So
goodness.
Five seconds.
I don't have anybody in mind that fast. I do have a list. On the list.
Yeah. Al is on the top of the list.
Wait a minute. We'd have nice furniture.
We'd never change it.
And it'll all recline. Yes.
We'd be in there for 40 years. We'd be still sitting on the same couch.
That would have reclining dining room chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Reclining toilets.
That's right.
Reclining toilets.
I saw one of those once. Not a bad idea.
You'd never get them out of there.
Never.
With an ottoman. There you go.
Men love to recline.
Canceling all your meetings.
That's right. Real men love to recline.
We've got this plane where you can recline. Okay, I'll be there.
Okay, we're running short on time, so I'm going to give you this one thing. So we had a rental place, and I wanted to get a recliner in there, and Ruthie was not for it. You know, she thought, no, it's too big, too bulky. Whatever. I said, no, I want a recliner. When we go there, I want a recliner. So got the recliner, and we got a great review from.
So once again, we compromised and got the recliner.
Yes.
But we got the recliner that fit your motif.
Yes.
So we got a great review from a lady that was expecting. She goes, oh, I chose your place because I'm expecting and I can't sleep in a bed. So I slept in that recliner. It was awesome. So
there you go.
But we also.
I would probably love that because I look pregnant.
You do. You're not.
But you didn't tell him this one. He wanted a recliner one time.
Oh,
and
boy.
We hauled it up 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
Didn't fit, as I had stated it would not. And then we hauled it back down 3 flights of stairs.
It fit. We just had to take all the other furniture out of the room.
Yeah.
And the dining room table.
And the dining room table. And move the island by the kitchen.
But we weighed a ton.
It did. It was very heavy.
Well, wow. We've answered 2 major questions. Is it 2 or 3? Is that 2, right?
Did we ask you to answer anything?
Well, we just, not really.
We don't provide answers.
We never will.
It's just problems.
The airing of grievances.
Okay, let's try this. Why do you like to change? Give me a statement why you like to change.
I just think it makes it feel fresh.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's newer.
Mm-hmm. So you walk in and you're like, oh, this looks so nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes me happy.
And Brother Dan, why don't you want to ever change anything?
Oh, I don't mind it at all. As long as she changes it.
Yes, he doesn't mind being done.
But if she didn't.
No, just it's set the way I want, and that's functional, and
function versus beauty.
Stay that way.
Function versus
exactly.
beauty is what
that
it
is. Exactly right.
The beauty and the beast,
and I am functional.
The
yep.
beauty and the beast of it all.
That's
there
it.
We are.
Well, when I wake up in the morning, I have a picture in my head of what my house should look like, and I'm going to leave it right there. I'm not changing it. All right? When you change it, you mess me up.
That's why you fall over an ottoman and kill yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, I will say this. You do keep the house beautiful. It's very nice. And when I do come home, I have a
time's
thought.
Time's up.
When I come home, I do love when you do change things up. It just takes me a little while to get used to it.
Yes. Yeah.
But, yeah, you do a great job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's it for today. That's episode number one. We got 2 more with these lovely ladies, and we're going to try to answer some of those age-old questions that men and women have.
Or not answer. Whatever.
Yeah. We'll just laugh about it and hope we get through it.
Yep. So. And just say, get through and muddle through life, people. That's what we got.
Just so you know, folks, this is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then number 1,000.
Yep.
Coming up very soon.
And how can they view that?
Oh, we're gonna put that on YouTube.
Under
Probably my channel.
Okay.
Al Stone. Yeah, I'll give you all the information on that.
We'll start it now if we're going to advertise.
Well, okay. Boom. it'll be there somewhere.
Watch them on TikTok.
I'll let you know on Wednesday.
Goodness.
As soon as I figure it out. I can't find it. My wife moved my computer in the new house.
It's on the roof. Didn't you look there? What's wrong
with
you?
I still have an iPhone 8.
Wow.
Because it's functional.
Wow. Mm. Well, I moved up.
I do need to change it, but
I want to freshen mine up.
Yes, I started looking at pictures the other day, and I don't
take
a lot of pictures. I've got a lot of baby pictures of my grandkids on
it.
That's right.
That's right.
I think I've had it in a while.
Right. He needs to load them up on social media. That's how I do it.
Oh, goodness.
He's all about that.
I don't take good pictures.
All right, till Wednesday. I am Al Stone. I am in North Columbus with our friends the Wolvens as we travel on to Springboro and Salina, Ohio. Some great meetings coming up there. And with me is my lovely assistant, my roadside assistant,
Ruthie.
And across the table from us today, that wonderful couple,
Dan and Denise Wolven. I guess I got it in times.
All right.
He looked at me. All right, I'll say
it. I was just having fun.
There you go. Brother Dan, you want to sign off there today, or are you going to let Denise do it for you?
Sign off.
Signing off.
Signing off.
Let's change it up.
Oh, no.
Please make sure you get a rating, a review, and make sure that you subscribe on your favorite podcast listening platform.
This is Tim Talks. We're going to be back on Wednesday with the ladies. Get ready. You never know.
We wrote down a list, but it'll probably change.
Oh, they'll change. This is Tim Talks. Have a great day, eh?
You've been listening to Tim Talks, taking interest in ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.